Hello, everyone. Welcome. My name is Veronica Conway, and I am here with the You Unleashed series, Your Business Unleashed, Your Money Unleashed, Your Sales Unleashed, Your Activism Unleashed. We're just unleashing stuff all around town, and we like to gather sort of intel, intelligence, stories, success stories to share with you so that you can get a sense of what's possible for you. So again, my name is Veronica Conway, and I'm really excited today to have this conversation with the lovely Ra Bay. Ra has a business. I'm going to have her tell you a little bit about it, but Ra Healing Arts. She's doing some very profound work in the world, and I'm always inspired by people who find their gifts, find their calling, find what they're meant to do in the world. You know, so many of us don't find that. But when you do, and you decide to build a business around it, it's an act of courage, it's an act of grace, it's an act of power for the universe. And sometimes you need a little bit of help in getting it structured in a way that it really begins to take off and thrive as a business. So we're here to have this conversation about exactly how that happened for Ra. So welcome, Ra. Great to have you here.
Well, thank you, Veronica. I'm so happy to be here. Overjoyed.
Yay. Me too. I'm so happy to have you here. So I want to talk to you a little bit, just describe for our listeners a little bit about your business and what you do and the kind of clients that you serve.
Okay, definitely. Well, my name is Ra Bay, and I own Ra Healing Arts, and Ra Healing Arts is my practice in energy healing. I'm a master energy healer, and I also practice a technique called rapid transformational therapy. But I know that's a lot of words, but in essence, what I do is help people rediscover who they really are. A lot of us, I mean, almost all of us, carry emotional baggage and trauma that takes us further and further away from our true identities, our true potential, our true God nature. And I simply help people find themselves back to them. My clients come to me with a range of problems, everything from physical illness and disease to infertility to my money's not working right to relationship problems. Mm-hmm. You know, so the work that I do is based on an understanding that everything in our life has an energetic root cause. And so I help you address and transform your life at those root cause levels.
I love that. Love that. Because Lord knows we all need more of that. We need to be more of that in the world in general. So talk a little bit about what was going on in your business that caused you to, you know, have this conversation with me and get the problem solved. What was going on before?
Okay, so I have been practicing energy healing on a one-on-one basis with clients for, I'd say, about seven years, and I had reached a plateau. I was still working in a corporate job and trying to juggle my business on the weekend, so I really couldn't put the energy into growing it. And in June, I made the decision that I'm going to leave my job and I'm going to do this business full time. And so I spent the first 2 months just really trying to figure out what to do. I had a lot of great ideas, but I could not put a solid plan of action into place. I had a lot of my own blockages towards success that I hadn't confronted, mm-hmm. and I was just really stuck. I reached mm-hmm. out to a friend for some help, and he led me to Veronica, which was a complete blessing for me. And, you know, it's a night and day difference from where I started. Just, I don't even think it's been, I don't know, maybe a month ago.
Right, right. You went real fast. I want to talk about that in a minute and how just kind of have you break down how you did that. But I want to really understand, because I think that there are so many people out here. Listen, there is so much noise in the marketplace about do this little thing, this little tactic, this little tactic, this little thing, and right. And so we're all kind of awash in noise and information and overload and data and case studies and marketing about what works and what. And so it sounds like you were kind of a lot of ideas, right? When we sort of see all that out there in the terrain and the landscape, we go, okay, there's a lot of ideas out here. but what's actually actionable? What's actually going to work? And it can lead you to a sense of overwhelm, right? You can,
oh, yeah.
It's like there's all these ideas, but what, you know, so talk a little bit about just that state, because I think a lot of people are in that state in this day and age.
Yeah, so there's information overload. I mean, I am so guilty. I have signed up for every free webinar, every free masterclass, and had just gotten into a state where I was overwhelmed, like you said, with everyone's little tidbits of information and trying to do all these little bitty things without having a big picture of how it all flowed had me in analysis paralysis. I was stuck.
Mm-hmm.
And so what was really helpful about working with you was that immediately you gave me the bird's eye view. And mm-hmm. not only did you do that, but you gave me, you know, the steps, the actionable steps. Like, everyone had great advice, but it was how mm-hmm. do you put that into action with very limited resources
mm-hmm.
and, you know, really get a quick win? Because I think that was really, really what was keeping me stuck, was that I didn't have the confidence. And so nobody is really you know, it's really hard to teach confidence, because that's something that's, you mm-hmm. know, really, really deep, and its triggers are really, really deep. And so, you know, I think what you have put together is a great marriage of, you know, the internal and the internal work and the action. And that's what I really
yeah.
needed to get out of that stuck
yeah.
place.
Yeah. So, yeah. So talk about, so what was your business model before? And, you know, kind of how you were approaching clients, and maybe a little bit about your pricing and all that, and what did it shift to? Like, how did you shift it?
Yeah, at this point, I'm ashamed to even call it a model, but I was doing basically, it was just one-on-one sessions with clients at $150 per session. So that's about, you know, mm-hmm. $150 an hour, so every hour and
mm-hmm.
a half, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
My Facebook presence was very limited. I hadn't even started a Facebook like page at that point. So it was all
mm-hmm.
word of mouth, just word of
mm-hmm.
mouth. And because, you know, I was limited to weekends, I couldn't even afford any time to expand beyond that at that point.
Mm-hmm.
So,
mm-hmm.
yeah, that was my model.
Yes. Okay. And we'll talk a little bit about what you shifted to. But I'm also curious about, you know, you talked about sort of that information overload and like kind of like sampling a bunch of things and signing up for everything. Why did all of that not work? It's just like, why didn't what you were doing before work, in a nutshell?
Well, surprisingly enough, I say surprisingly because this is the area that I work in. I should have known better. But the first thing that had to be done was I had to get out of my own way, and I had to have someone show me where I was standing in my own way, meaning
mm-hmm.
all of the internal chatter that was going on. That was
mm-hmm.
really what was holding me back. I had a lot of really
mm-hmm.
good pieces that I could have put together,
mm-hmm.
but I couldn't even take that first step because I was talking myself out of it. I was afraid.
Yeah.
I said
yeah.
that I didn't have a voice. I said that, you know, I was afraid that people wouldn't want to hear what I had to say. I was afraid that what I offered didn't hold enough value.
Mm-hmm.
I had a lot of blockages.
Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah, this is where you and I are really like, we love this stuff, right? Like the
yeah.
emotional blockage removal, because so much of it is that you can have all the content in the world, but if your context, your psychology, the container that you hold, yourself, your value, your business is leaky, then it all leaks out, and, you know, all the money leaks out with it, and all of the esteem that comes from having a viable business leaks out with it, and all that. So let's talk a little bit about how, because we shifted your business model and got that, but we also shifted your mindset, and it kind of happened a little bit concurrently. So talk a little bit about
mm-hmm.
that process and your experience of that, and what shifted for you out of that.
Yeah, so we did a couple of sessions, I think, of the soul
yeah.
retrieval work that you do.
Mm-hmm.
And I think
mm-hmm.
the first blockage that we addressed was about me, I think, being, I think it was charging. I can't remember. But
yeah.
in both of those sessions, we went back to experiences from my childhood that had everything to do with my parents and how I was raised and how I was taught to value myself and how my voice was valued in the home as a child. Mm-hmm. And just some really surprising events came up that I was still holding on to energetically, mm-hmm. and in my belief system that had to be let go of. And mm-hmm. I can tell you, the first one I know, okay, so the first session we had was about me and my voice and me feeling that my voice was relevant. And we did the work, right. And it took maybe about 45 minutes to do the clearing. And it just so happened that, you know, the correspondence came back to me very quickly. I was in a fashion show that following weekend. And when I tell you that I stepped out there with a boldness and a confidence, and it came from nowhere. I don't know where it came from, but that was like, it was kind of like a great, you know, initiation kind of, you know, yeah. commencement yeah. story for me. But then yeah. even coming out of that, you know, I was afraid to make Facebook videos. And I just, yeah. I just made myself do it. I made my first video and, you know, got a little bit of coverage. And then the second video that I made really resonated with people. And, you know, maybe we can talk about those numbers later, but just clearing that blockage alone enabled me to just put myself out there in front of people in ways that I had not ever expected that I'd be able
mm-hmm.
to.
Mm-hmm. Right, right. Right. Just to, yeah, just to be the voice, be your authentic voice in the world and trust that that it's valuable, people are ready to receive you. And right, that's a big thing. Like, and we can so often, because, you know, I'd say, you know, I call it taking the struggle goggles off. You know, so often we are just where we are and it's the water in which we swim. And we think it's all because it's so ingrained in how we've been functioning that we can't even imagine life not functioning like that, right? We just think mm-hmm. that's how things are, right? That this mm-hmm. is how it is. This is, you know, I get to pull back or shrink down or hide, or this is just how it is. And so when we begin to go in and pull that off, pull off the struggle goggles, then you get to see yourself. You get to see the terrain for what it is, right? Like you get to, oh, I can express my voice and all of that. And then the second one really did have to do with pricing. So talk a little bit about that, about sort of what happened around your price, how you valued your offers and your programs.
Yeah, so I, you know, had been just attuned to this model that my value had to be set based off of my time. And, you know, even in putting together a program, as I was trying to determine a price, one of the first things I was looking at was how much of my time am I going to be giving them, and then trying to equate that to a value for the program. And you really had mm-hmm. to shift my perspective and get me to see, you know, number one, everything that I had put in, so the value in everything that had cost me, you know, that I had mm-hmm. paid to get to this point, the learning,
right.
the experience, right. you know, a lot of this is based off of my life experience. And, you know, the time with the patients that I have spent. And then also looking at the value of the impact to their lives and some of the change that I, you know, help my clients realize is priceless. And once I really started to look at things through that lens, I felt silly. I felt really, really silly for even considering charging anything less than what I was worth. And so my model went from $150 per session to $3,333 for one program.
Right. And this is, and you've also built, you're building it out so that you can scale it, right? So that you can do the 3333 in a group environment.
Yes.
You choose to, right? So it's not only just moving from doing one-on-one work at a lower dollar amount, right? But it's also scaling, not only raising the prices, but scaling. And it was amazing because when we did the session about raising your prices, I remember you were a little bit tentative about charging $1,000, right? You're like, I can do that. And then we did the breakthrough and you're like, no, this is a price. This is a new price today. Like,
yeah.
Right now. This is it. Right now. Today.
Today. That's right? it. And I haven't looked back. Yeah. No, that's it.
Right.
I'm
right.
raise it again.
Right. And now that you're doing that, and what are you finding now? Because people are often afraid that they can't, you know, prove or demonstrate the value to the clients, but you're having some amazing success with clients at that rate. So can you talk a little bit about that and what that's meant for people to be invested at that level?
Yeah. So my first sales call, I was so afraid to close it and put that number out there. And the client told me, oh, that's nothing. I'll pay whatever I have to pay to work with you. I've had several clients tell me, you know, one said that I'll do whatever I have to do. Even if that means working an extra shift a week, I'll do what I have to do
right.
because it's totally worth it. So they right. recognize the worth, and though there will be some that can't afford it, but
sure.
I've never had one say that it's not worth it. When they can't afford it, they felt kind of insulted for even suggesting a price lower than my worth. So they all see
yeah.
it. They all see it, and you'll
yeah.
attract people
so
to totally resonate with your worth.
Yeah, so it's like when you get congruent about your pricing, then lo and behold, the world gets congruent about your pricing, right?
Exactly.
Like it begins with you. It starts with you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely. That is, I love that. I love that so much. And let's talk about, because you went really fast, let's talk about sort of the timetable of all this, because what I want people to also get is, you know, do I have time to, you know, because when I first talked to you, when we first spoke, it was like, I'm busy and I'm a mom and I've got this stuff coming up and I think you've like it's like soccer and it's this and it's that and it's like I've got this stuff and I've got a workshop that I'm already committed to. So it wasn't like you weren't busy, right? You had a lot going. And yet
oh, yeah.
I think when I look at start to finish, when I look back at it, it was like 10 days. It was like a 10-day sprint where you
yeah.
just went boom, 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 and then done, and then you were selling. So can you talk a little
yeah.
bit about the time frame? Because I think that people think that this has to take forever and it has to take a whole bunch of extra technology, a whole bunch of extra stuff. But tell me, talk to us about how it went for you.
Yeah, so I think from the time we had our first conversation, within a couple of days, I had an outline for my program, which was something that I could sell to people. I had just a video on Facebook, just, you know, something really, really simple that I recorded with my cell phone that was used to attract my first leads. I had an inventory list of potential contacts, and you really helped me to discover that that I needed to be leveraging people that
mm-hmm.
already had
mm-hmm.
audiences, and that's where I've
other
had the most
other people, OPA, other people's audiences. Uh-huh.
Yeah. Because they
right.
need content, too. They need content,
right.
and you need reach. So, you know, it's
right.
a perfect, it works together. And so, yeah, so I say, I think I closed that first sale, like you said, within like 7 days, and then I didn't even have
mm-hmm.
the program developed. So I closed
mm-hmm.
it. We had a one-on-one session, and in the, you know, the next 3 days, I am putting content together for him. And I used, you know, some online tools to make things
mm-hmm.
really easy for me. And
yep.
there's just, you know, and that's where I did go back and, you know, you gave me a lot of really, really good tools. And, you know, even some of that other stuff that I learned in some of those, you know, webinars, you go back and you just gather all of your tools into your toolbox.
Yeah.
And you just sprint and make it happen. But if you just,
yeah.
what I found is that if you just put like one step out there for the universe, it will pick you and carry you a really, really long way.
Yeah.
You just have to
yeah.
show that you are willing to go there and willing to do it.
Yeah. Yeah. It's amazing, right? And be congruent in it, right? Because
right.
once the light bulb turned on, you could speak your voice and you could, and charge your worth, right? Then it's like everything starts to line up, and all the forces begin to just align up behind you, right? It's just go time, and
yep.
and you know, at one point I think it was like maybe 7 days in, you're like, oh my god, I put this video out, and now I have like 30 people in my inbox going, what do I do now? And it's like, okay, let's do the next step.
Right, we haven't even done a sales call yet. I had people wanting to buy stuff, and I didn't even know how to do a sales call. I didn't know where to send them. I didn't have a calendar set up. I didn't have any of that,
right.
but I did that in one day. You gave me like 17 hours to get it done, and I did it. So,
yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, because there's such a thing as momentum. I always say money follows speed. Money loves speed, right? And
yes.
sometimes when we're moving fast and we're busy, the beauty of that is we forget to procrastinate. We forget to engage in self-doubt. We forget to, because who has time for all that? We're just going. It's go time, right? So
right.
sometimes doing that sprint, it gives you, you know, because a lot of times what we'll do is we'll do this incrementalism, right? It's like, let me just kind of build on one thing here and one thing on there. But when you do this quick sprint, it's like, boom, you just go, and then you don't really have an opportunity to stop and wonder and wander, and it's just like it's
yeah.
time. And
yeah.
it can be a very powerful thing because you cross over in your identity, right? You cross
mm-hmm.
over in who you think you are, who you know yourself to be in your business. So,
mm-hmm.
And, you know, which is now duplicatable, right? Because you can now go out and do this again and again. So who are you now in your business? Like, who are you now that you, it's different than who you were before?
Oh, I'm so empowered. I am so bringing my entire self just to everything that I put out now. You know, I've found my voice. When mm-hmm. when I talk to people now, you know, my last Facebook video had 100,000 views. And my Facebook like page went from less than, you know, like 150 people to almost 2,000 people. And I'm telling you, I haven't even put forth a lot of effort into that. So what I'm saying
right.
is that I am the person that I always knew that I could be in my business. I'm the person that I always wanted to be and was afraid of. I'm that person.
Mm.
And it's even helping me in my service to my clients because I am showing up even bolder and more present and even more powerful for them. And they're feeling the benefits of that.
Yeah,
so,
they're feeling really powerful results too. Yeah,
yeah.
Oh, I love it so much. I love it so much. And I love what you're saying is how effortless. Right, it's how effortless it all is. It's like you're working hard. You're doing stuff. It's not like this. You know, it's not the struggles. There's a difference between like the struggles and like the efforts. Right, it's two different.
It's
kind of two different things.
Yeah, this work, this effort is way easier than being stuck where I was 2 months ago. That was struggle.
Yeah.
That was hard. That was like
right.
kicking my butt. This is easy.
Right, right, right. We, again, the struggle goggles, we just think, this must just be the way the world is. Like, I know other people do it effortlessly, but I thought struggle is for me. Struggle is my name, right? And then we get identified with it
mm-hmm.
because we've been in it for so long. It just seems natural. And then we go, it doesn't have to be hard. Oh, it can be easy. Oh, wow. Okay. So then what do you think is possible for you going forward now that you've kind of stepped over and crossed over into this new way of being, new way of operating with the attendant money, right? Because you've gone from doing like $150 to doing, you know, over $3,000 in a leveraged
yeah.
program. You've put
mm-hmm.
some systems in place and you can take those and really scale those and make them more powerful and more, you know, what do you see going forward that now you can take this and run with it?
Oh, my goodness. Everything. So let me just give you some perspective. Right before
mm-hmm.
I reached out to you, I was drawing out a map, and my goal for the year, so, you know, 12 months, was I'm going to reach $10,000 a month. I know that I can go do that, like, next week.
Mm-hmm.
And
right.
$10,000 a month is
right.
nothing. So now my whole one-year plan has changed to, like, you know, I'm trying to hit $30,000 in a month. That's my
right.
new goal.
Right.
But that's not even
right.
a lot. Because I have something
right.
scalable, I know that I can do this over and over and over again and make it
right.
bigger and bigger and bigger. And I recognize that I really haven't even gotten to a point where I've really put a whole lot of marketing effort or money on ads
right.
and all of that kind of stuff out there.
Right.
It's infinite possibility. Like, and I don't say that
right.
lightly.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. It's like you're like, I want to do $10,000 in a month. I thought like, yay, right? And then you're like, no, I can go do that like next week, right? That, like, think
yeah.
about, like, I think of this as like collapsing time, right? Collapsing time, collapsing effort. Like, how do you just go and just print money at will? How do you
yeah,
just go and print money at will because you say so?
Because you say so. I have people literally
begging to work with me that I've had to say, just, you know, okay, just, you know, hold on, just let me run you through the system. But I've never had that problem before. I love it. I love it.
Right. I love it. I think that is amazing. And I think you're amazing. And I think that what you're going to do here in the world with your gift is amazing, because people need what you have and they need who you really are. Right. And they, you know, we need, you know, we oftentimes think of, I know you talked about being from a bit of a sales background and, you know, but that sales, that in the way that a lot of us get taught how to sell, it can feel grimy and it can feel, you know, all these different things, and it doesn't have to. Like, you can actually be, it can actually be in service, right? You sell in a much more elegant and empowered way, and it also frees you up to give more service and to serve in a much more empowered way, to serve with abandon, you know, to serve wildly and shamelessly, because you have the capacity to do that, because you're not in the struggles, right? You can actually be a role model. So that sort of the way you thought about selling before, the way you think about it now, what has shifted? What has shifted specifically around that conversation?
Oh yeah, so I don't come from a sales background, but my family, everyone in my family is in sales, and it's always something that I say, oh, I would never do that. Because of the model, the old model of, it felt like you were pushing something down somebody's throat and trying to make, convince them that they needed your product. And the way that you taught me to sell is through like a heart connection. And you're really, and now I look forward to these calls, because I know that even if they don't buy my product, they're going to have some sort of realization during that call that's going to empower them and help them in some sort of way.
Yeah.
And so I feel that each call, each sales call is a small gift, even if they don't, if they can't give anything back. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. It's true. You can absolutely serve and heal almost in a way on the calls that you have with people, whether they purchase from you or not. And so it can be a very high form of service if you understand how it functions. And it's not all this grimy convincing. There's no convincing, right, in what we in what we do and what you're doing now. There's no need to. There's no need to, right.
Not at all.
No, it's so beautiful. So what would you say, just the kind of the bottom line is, in terms of what your expectation and your vision was for your business financially and what it is now? Like, what did you think? I think you said your goal was to make $10,000 a month. What is your goal now for the next 12 months in terms of what you want to make, if you care to share that?
I do know. At least $30,000 a month, so closing 10 new clients a month. That's easy.
Yeah.
That's so easy.
Yeah. Yeah.
And
yeah,
then, you know, from there, grow it.
We've just done a few calls. We ain't even really, like, you know, I got some other magic for you. Well, you know, once you get sort of this whole framework kind of set up, and one of the things I really love about the way that you did it, you know, people are oftentimes, they want to have everything perfectly and in place and, you know, all lined up, and you don't have to do it that way. I say book the gig, get the band, you know, go sell, and then build that plane while you're flying it, and you'd be amazed at what you can get done in a really short period of time, just to sit down and kind of sprint and not think about it, and not be wallowing in perfectionism and, you know, wandering around and, like, it has to be perfect to get it going. No, just get it going. Just get it going, and cross over. And then you get to see what you're made of.
Yeah, you do.
To see
and
what
it feels
really made of.
It feels really, really good, like you pointed out, to have your first client be paying you to create your program, you know?
Yeah. Absolutely. No, so beautiful. Well, I just can't thank you enough. I'm so happy for you, so proud of you, and so excited for what the future holds for you. And just, you know, what else is she going to do? So I thank you for sharing your insight and your wisdom with us today. What would you say to people who were kind of where you were kind of wandering around, feeling stuck, sitting on the fence, afraid to pull the trigger? You know, what would you say to people that are in that state about what they may want to do?
Do whatever it takes to get out of your own way, because you are literally the only thing stopping you. The rest of the universe is conspiring to bring you everything that you have ever desired if you can just get out of your own way. Just take the first step. And I know it sounds trite and, you know, cliche, but that's literally all you have to do. Literally. And be ready to work.
I love it.
Be committed to yourself, as committed as you are to that doubt.
That's awesome. Okay. All right, my dear. Thank you so much for today, everybody. If you want to have results like this and you're ready to go sprint fast, you know you need something that is going to be a game changer in a really short period of time, because I'm really about compressing time. I'm really about taking what you would think would take months and sometimes years and just compressing it into, like, days, like you know, 7, 10, like, let's go fast, like Ricky Bobby, you know, Talladega Nights. I want to go fast. I'm really a really firm believer in that. So if you that are listening want to have that kind of experience in your business or in your life or around anything where you know that you want a quantum leap in a very short period of time, hit me up. You can reach out to me. We can hop on the phone, you know, do a quick call and chop it up and just see how I might be of service to you, how I might be of service to you, your business, your money situation, your lifestyle, all that good stuff. Would be honored to have that conversation with you. And for Rob, can't wait to hear more from you. We'll bring you back when you've, you know, it maybe hit your $250,000 mark and talk about what that's like, because you can do that in pretty short order. So, it's an honor to talk to you and to be with you today. Thank you so much for hanging with us today.
Thank you so much for everything, Veronica. I cannot thank you enough. And guys, if you have any doubts, just please call her and make that first call. It will change your life. Thank you, Veronica, for this opportunity.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Okay, so this is Veronica Conway for the You Unleashed series, signing out for now.